Okay. I'm fine. But when do I get to take off this blindfold? Not yet. Fine. But if I trip one more time, I think you're going to have to carry me the rest of the trip and back. Think of it as endurance training. You might get winded, but you'll enjoy the results. Oh, I can take it off now? Ah, this is an amazing view. Hmm? There's more. Wait. What is this? Is it really for us? This is amazing. You've got everything here, it seems. Campfire, blankets, pillows, food, drinks. Oh, you even got those cute pink paper lanterns that Yang showed us. Oh? What's this? An extra large sleeping bag. Now I really like where this is going. But how did you get all this set up? We've been together all day. Oh, Ren and Nora helped? That makes sense, but you didn't need to do this. Oh, you wanted to do something special for our first official date? Well, I really can't say no to that, can I? Thank you. I would love to sit down and have dinner with you. That surprisingly long walk from Beacon made me famished. Dinner. Oh. I've got to say that this has been the best day I've had since I've come to Beacon. Be proud. You're doing great. I absolutely love this date. Well, don't forget, this is my first real date too. And it means a lot to me. But it means even more to me how much you want to treat me like something so special. But for the next date, you don't have to do something so grand like camping out under the stars like this. I just love being with you. We could have had pizza and a movie for our first date, and I would have loved it almost as much as this. I mean, sure, this technically clinches the win since you got a lot of effort into it, but the point still stands. Yes, I mean it. This is an amazing date. There's good food, relaxing music, gorgeous view, an amazing company. Though I have to ask, why did you pick Forever Fall Forest? Wait, let me rephrase that. It wasn't meant to be criticism or anything. I was just curious. Oh. So it's because it was here that you realized you needed to be a better friend and teammate. So now you want it to be the place where you strive to be the best boyfriend? Well, I have to say you're doing an amazing job already. Though I can think of one thing you can also do. Or maybe I should say one person you can do. Cheesy joke for the win, huh? What's wrong? The Grim? There shouldn't be any Grim nearby. But it should be fine. What can a monster do to us that we can't handle? Mm. Besides, don't you think it's kind of exciting? It's like those cheesy horror movies that Nora likes to watch. Think about it. Two lovers alone in a forest filled with creatures that would rip us apart at any moment. They, however, ignore the dangers and embrace their feelings for each other, getting intimate despite what's lurking around them. I mean, sure, you have a point that they die, but come on. You've seen me fight, and you've seen how strong I am. I bet I could break a Beowulf's neck naked with no weapons without breaking a sweat. Why naked? Well, in horror movies, doesn't the killer always come when the handsome guy is fucking the girl's brains out? And in this particular case, I'm that girl, and you're that guy. This might be a little too much for him, but fuck. I don't know why it's really getting me turned on. Let's see if he's into it. If not, I should save this idea for later. If you're having a hard time imagining it, then maybe you should let me show you. What are you waiting for? Are you gonna let a lady be the only one naked? Now isn't that better? The air on your bare skin, my hand on your chest, my lips next to your ear. Or maybe you'd like my hand to go a little lower. Oh my. It's nice to see that you're willing to work so hard to please me on this date. And yes, pun intended. Now, though, I think it's time I got a little taste of my dessert. Well, your lips are always a treat. I was thinking something more cream-filled. Ooh, it seems someone's eager to give me my dessert. You had no idea how much I missed this delicious cock of yours. Don't be afraid to use your hands on me. Sorry. You've got cold fingers, but please don't stop. Yes. That's right. Do what you want with my tits. I'll never understand how good you are at playing with my nipples. Come on. I need you. Here. Lay down. Yeah, that's right. Be a good boy now and stay still. I'm about to show you just how much I love this date. Like that? Do you like seeing your girlfriend slapping your cock against her tongue? Ah, that's enough teasing for now, I think. Wait, don't come just yet. There's still so much I want from you. Yeah, of course, catch your breath. Because there's more where this came from. Let me just scoot on up here. I figure it wouldn't be fair not to give you a taste of me after that nice little blowjob. Ah, now that's better. I've always wanted to try this after Yang showed me a video doing this. So eat me out to your heart's content, babe, while I keep enjoying your cock. Ah, yes, that's a good boy. Get a good taste of my pussy. Fuck. How are you so good at that? What are you trying to do? Are you really trying to make me come before you? Oh, this sounds like a challenge. And you know how much I like working up a good sweat. Come on, Pyrrha. Keep it together. You can't come before him. Fuck. Why is he so good at that? God. Oh, I love his cute little moans. I really, really need to show my thanks to Yang for this later. Oh, you're about to come. That's what I want to hear, but don't come just yet. Up close as well. You have no idea how much I've missed your cum. Oh, right. Let me get off your face. Oh, I wouldn't want you to suffocate while I'm waiting for the next round. Though, I have to say, that was a pretty big load. Felt like I was holding a cup of cum before you finally stopped. I guess that's true. We've been busy with the tournament, but I'm glad you've got so much pent up. Giving me so many delicious ideas. Like, imagine this. You standing behind me while I walk with nothing on, with your cum leaking out of my pussy after you fucked my brains out against a tree. It'd be really nice, don't you think? Aww. You're adorable when you blush like that. Anyway, I didn't hurt you when I came, right? I wasn't sure, but I felt like I squeezed your head pretty hard with my thighs. That's good. Crushing my boyfriend's head with my legs would be pretty bad. Because, you know, you'd be dead. But I do wonder if I could do that. I'm kidding. I would never do that to you. At least, not intentionally. Again, I'm joking. I'll admit, it's not the best kind of joking, but at least it's not those horrendous puns or jokes that Yang likes to make. You want me to tell you one? Let me think. Okay, I've got one. You know what I think our first roleplay should be about? You can be a carpenter, and I can be a board. And that way you can nail me in more ways than one. Get it? Because nailing me would also be fucking me. Come on, it wasn't that bad. You don't have to tease me about it. Fine. If you want to play it like that, then I get to tease you about something. So, then, when are you going to nail me? I know you want to. I can see it going through your mind right now. You're picturing me on my hands and knees, and you're slamming your cock into my wet pussy, using my tits as handlebars as you fuck my brains out just the way I like it. Getting to feel my pussy tighten around your cock as you dump your impressive load of fresh, warm cum into me. Maybe you want to hear me beg for your cock? Is that it? Please. Fuck me. I need it. I need your cock. I need you. What do you say, huh? Oh. It seems you'd rather show me than tell me what you... You want me on all fours? I'd say teasing is much more effective, don't you agree? Did you just slap my ass? No, it's fine. I think I kind of liked it. Oh, yeah, that's right, babe. This ass is for you. My body is yours to use. Right now, I need a good fuck. Come on, stop teasing my cunt with that hard cock and just fuck me, please. Come on, just slide it in. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, keep going, babe. Oh, I can take it. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Hey, what's wrong? Why'd you stop? The Grim? They're close, but it's okay. No, I don't think we should stop. I was serious about earlier. I want you to fuck me senseless, regardless if the Grim are nearby. In fact, I want you to fuck me even harder. This might be going a little too far. I might not be able to protect him if a pack comes for us. If he fucks me senseless like before, but this is way hotter than I thought. And I don't want him to stop, even if the Grim are here. God, the idea of him fucking me while a pack of monsters watch is really hot. Or is it the idea of being naked in front of animals and monsters that's giving me that extra kick? Fuck it. I'll think about this and analyze it later. This cock is too good to ignore. Please fuck me, I'll be quiet, I promise. I just need you to fuck me like the good little slut girlfriend I am. Come on. You know you want to feel that thick cock of yours filling my tight cunt. Oh. Fuck. I should be far enough away now that they can't hear us. Oh. Oh, fuck, you were having a hard time holding back, weren't you? Oh, that's right. Oh, give it to me hard, babe. Yeah, use my ponytail like a fucking leash. I'm your bitch. Fuck me to your heart's content. Fucking come at my pussy for fuck's sake. I want to feel you leaking out of me. Wait, let me turn over. I want to see that handsome face of yours as you breed me. Oh, yeah, that's better. You like how I look with my legs around your waist? That's good, because you're not allowed to cover me and come until my little cunt is completely full. Oh, fuck me, you big dick son of a bitch. Oh, fuck. That's a good boy. Just jackhammer my cunt. Oh, yeah. Yeah, fill me up with that delicious seed. Oh, I can't come unless you fill me up. Please don't stop. Use me. Use your personal fucking cum dump. Yes. 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 Fuck. You're wonderful, babe. I loved every second of being your personal cock slave. It feels like the perfect end to an already perfect date. Now, I know you want to use my tits as chest pillows, but if you start playing with my nipples, I'm gonna make you sleep between my thighs. You're right. That would be a reward. But I can't think of anything else after this round. Now, be a good boy and hush. You're gonna need your strength for later. Why? I've already told you. I want to walk home naked, leaving a snail trail. So you're gonna have to keep me filled. Now let's get some shut-eye, babe. I love you too. Good night.